Good morning. Welcome to the Public Affairs Show. It's Allie from 103.7 KISS FM. On with Riggs and Allie every single weekday, but on Sunday mornings, I get to do something I really enjoy, which is interview people in the community about things happening, ways to get involved, ways to help people. What can we do? So you might be listening on KISS FM today. You might be listening on one of our other sister stations, like 99.1 The Mix. Also, you could be listening on our new hip-hop and R&B station, Hot 105.7, or our sports station, 1250 AM, which is, you know, for sports people. So, but if you're listening today, I'm very happy to have you back on the show today. Angela Mancuso, she is the executive director of the Women's Center. So, Angela, very happy to have you back on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Honestly, you know, I get to talk to you every October because it is right. Domestic Violence Awareness Month, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Angela, I want to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, ways people can help, but let's just start with what does the Women's Center do?
So we work with adult and child survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and human trafficking. So we have a lot of programs, all that are free, so no charge to anybody who's using our services. We have a shelter. We have a 24-hour hotline. We do a lot of employment advocacy and life skills development. We're doing one-on-one, meetings and advocacy with individuals, and then we also do support groups, mm-hmm. topic nights, mm-hmm. Educational forums, and mm-hmm. then we do a lot of, violence prevention work in schools. So mm-hmm. that's where we're talking about healthy relationships, conflict resolution, things like that.
Yeah, and that's interesting that you go into schools and even do that, because I can imagine there are people or kids in the school that are dealing with domestic violence and can't talk about it. So you guys just go in and you give them the awareness to speak up, or what do you guys do specifically when you go in?
Yeah, well, we have a couple different curricula that we follow, but the intention really is to get to individuals long before they need to use the Women's Center. We don't want anybody to have to use the Women's Center, right?
Correct.
But, that is the reality. So, it's really talking through, even for younger kids. We do a lot of work, I would say, like 6th, 7th, 8th graders, and then high schoolers. But it's like, what defines a healthy relationship? What are red flags of an unhealthy relationship? Mm-hmm. Setting boundaries, mm-hmm. Healthy communication, conflict resolution, things like that. So it isn't just, I shouldn't say just. It's also, if there is a child who has grown up in a home or has been exposed to domestic violence or mm-hmm. sexual assault, we're also talking about resources to address that and work through that trauma. Violence is a learned behavior, so mm-hmm. There are high likelihoods that if a child is growing up exposed to violence, they can grow up to be a perpetrator or a victim based mm-hmm. off of what they learned as children.
Mm-hmm. And I love what you said about going into the schools and trying to get to kids before they ever have to be around anything like that, and hopefully won't, because they'll have the awareness. And it is, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, Angela, was not only, I want you to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Let's just start with that. What is Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
It's an opportunity for us or agencies like ours, the Women's Center, to, put the spotlight on programs and services, but also really emphasize that domestic violence is going on all around us, and it's going on every day, not just mm-hmm. during the month of October, right? Mm-hmm. So we really want awareness for 12 months out of the year. But it's just a great opportunity to talk more about the issues, draw attention to it. Mm-hmm. Specifically, this year is important because of everything that was going on last year.
Right.
And then, spilled into this year. But it's really, we just want to continue to talk about it. And we need as many opportunities as we possibly can to talk about it, because domestic violence happens at alarming rates, and it's grossly underreported as well. Mm-hmm. So and everybody knows somebody. I think that's a really mm-hmm. important mm-hmm. Thing to state, is that everybody knows someone who has been or is in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Angela Mancuso. She is the executive director of the Women's Center. And we're talking about how October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But Angela, men also can experience domestic violence. We should address that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, despite the name of our organization, the Women's Center, we serve all genders.
Okay.
So anybody who has been exposed to or experienced domestic violence, sexual assault, can access the services at the Women's Center. And so, yes, men absolutely can be victims as well.
Yeah,
the reported data, I should say, is, you know, leans towards
women
mm-hmm. still at the highest mm-hmm. rates of victimization. However, individuals from marginalized communities, LGBTQ, communities of color, experience domestic violence and sexual assault at much higher rates. Mm-hmm. It's just so mm-hmm. underreported.
Right, right. Which is so sad. But that's why it's good. You have things like Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so you can try to get more awareness out there, reach some people that you might be able to help. I know there's a lot of stigmas with domestic violence and a lot of reasons that people don't leave. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we have a lot of stigmas that still surround domestic violence and reasons people don't speak up or, you know, have fear of coming forward. I can't even imagine how much stigmas add to that. So what are some of the stigmas you really see these days?
You know, what we hear a lot is, you know, common questions like, well, why didn't they leave?
Mm-hmm.
Or it must not be that bad, mm-hmm. or they would have left. And, you know, those are really hurtful and harmful statements to someone mm-hmm. who is experiencing that. So, I mean, a couple of reasons why people will stay is because they have children. And mm-hmm. it can be more difficult to leave when there are children involved.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, the adult victim will endure the violence until it affects their children, in that their children are being abused. I mean, they might feel like they're protecting and shielding their children from getting assaulted or abused.
So sad.
You know, for some, they love their partner. You know, most often people in abusive relationships, the victim wants the violence to end, not mm-hmm. necessarily the relationship.
Right.
And mm-hmm. it can drive victims into further isolation if friends or family say things like, well, what did you do? Or what did you say to deserve that? You must have done something. And that's another stigma, is
uh-huh.
that the only person responsible for abuse and violence in an intimate partner relationship is the abuser. It is never the victim's fault. And victim blaming and shaming is still a chronic component and mm-hmm. stigma surrounding
yep.
Domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And victims know themselves better than anybody, right? So even if you have gone through a similar experience, you are still not walking in that other person's shoes. So we take our cues from those individuals. Victims are, they know themselves, and they know their gut instincts, and what they are doing, if they're staying with someone, it might be for a form of survival.
Mm-hmm.
There are economic impacts as in reasons why someone might stay. There are religious
right.
and cultural reasons mm-hmm. why someone might stay in an abusive relationship. So those are, you know, a lot of sort of the myths and misperceptions mm-hmm. around it and, mm-hmm. and stigma.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you sharing all of this, because it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'm speaking with Angela Mancuso, who's the executive director of the Women's Center, and we're trying to just get more awareness out there about domestic violence. We were talking about some of the stigmas and why it's hard sometimes for people to leave, and why we should never victim shame. Not good, but how setting boundaries can be a good thing in relationships. So, Angela, you're there to help at the Women's Center. How can people support your work or get involved at the Women's Center?
Thank you for asking that. Well, we do need all the help we can get, because domestic violence is really an epidemic, and it's really everyone in a community's issue to help solve, right? So we have, specifically for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we're asking people to share the information. So following us on our social, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, where we're going to push out weekly material. We have virtual awareness toolkits that we'll have new resources, again, sent out every week, and people can sign up online to receive those resources and share. So like companies, corporations, businesses, that's a great way to share messaging. We have podcasts that can be found on our website, Spotify, and YouTube, and people can share those. The podcasts are all about a topic relating to domestic violence or sexual assault, informative, and they were initially designed during 2020 of COVID-19 when we couldn't have on-site programming, and they were geared towards clients, but really the messaging is for anybody and everybody. It's a lot about healthy relationships and things like that. And then we have an Amazon wish list for items that are shelter needs and other things for the families that we serve. And then, of course, we do take straight up donations from our website as well.
So, Angela, how do I
volunteer opportunities also?
How do I find the Amazon wish list? Do I just go onto Amazon and search? I mean, I've never used a wish list on Amazon. How does that work?
Yes, you can go to Amazon and then search the Women's Center.
Uh-huh.
And then the link to our Amazon wish list is also on our website.
Oh, got it. Okay, so I could just go to your website and then get it off Amazon as well. That makes a little more sense. Yes. Fantastic. Well, that's a great way to donate as well. Now, I know when I talked to you last year, Angela, and we talked about the Women's Center, things were different because of COVID, and it had changed the world and how things were operating. And there was a worry about people being more isolated because of COVID, especially domestic violence, you know, survivors and whatnot. So we're a year later, COVID isn't gone, but what is the update as far as how the Women's Center has been affected by COVID? Are you seeing an increase or decrease in domestic violence? Kind of where are we at now?
Sure. So, well, our programming is back on site. I mean, last year, you know, our shelter never closed, but we're back to doing on-site programming. However, if individuals are not comfortable with that, we can do phone, you know, obviously we have a 24-hour hotline, individuals can call, but they could also have appointments with their advocate over the phone. We would just have to work, we want to make sure that everyone is safe when they're doing that. But we're not seeing an overwhelming spike in individuals calling us for help. And that is a result of COVID. And just because, you know, we're not at some high number doesn't mean that domestic violence has decreased. If anything, it has increased because, and we know that here at the Women's Center, because we have been dealing with a lot of high risk and high lethality situations, more so than in 2019 and the beginning of 2020. And what we think, there's a couple reasons why people might still be hesitant to, you know, so people are still unemployed, right? So they might be at home with their abuser. We've been working on meeting the comprehensive needs of every survivor who's accessing our services. But we feel like our victims are, their survival and how they're viewing their survival is a little different than it was pre-COVID. They're really looking to have their basic needs met. And when we have, you know, there's still such a labor shortage, right? So lots of systems and places and services that victims of violence might have normally been able to get faster services, it might be, whether it's the legal system or healthcare system, education system, what have you, you know, those are still, some might be delayed or are grossly understaffed. So that affects a victim's ability to get the resources that they need. So that's why we at the Women's Center, we've just kept all of our programs going and are ensuring that we have as many resources as we can to help people with any sort of new survival form, making sure their basic needs are met, and safety. I think safety might look a little different. I think that there's, you know, a tactic. COVID also presents a new tactic for abusers to isolate their victim. And so and again, that's why, you know, something like this and this conversation is really important. We just want to make sure that people know that we are here, we are accessible, we are safe, as in we are safe and sanitary regarding COVID-19, and We are safe advocates, safe and confidential advocates that people can call.
Well, it's so great that you're there, too. So thank you so much. I'm speaking with Angela Mancuso, who's the executive director of the Women's Center, and we're talking about October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we've covered a lot today, Angela, but if there's somebody listening, I wanted to ask you for some advice. If there's somebody listening who knows someone in an abusive relationship or wants to help, or maybe they are in one themselves and they're listening, what's your advice for friends, loved ones, or even the victim if they're listening on ways to help or get help? What would you suggest for those people?
Well, I think for anybody who is looking to access our services, to know that, you know, they're not alone, but to, you know, make sure that they're in a, if they can, be in a safe space, and reach out for help. Our 24-hour hotline, so people can call at 2 in the morning, they can call at 4 in the morning, they can call at 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's great.
Our advocates are trained in crisis response and safety planning, and we also do have resources on our website as well. For friends and family members, it's, you know, it's along the same lines, knowing the community resources, so knowing about the Women's Center, for example. Family members and friends call our hotline all the time with that exact question, and so we encourage people to call as well. But it's really believe your friend and family member. Don't use the shoulds, you know, as in you should pack up and go, you should do this, you should do that. That's not a helpful statement.
That's good advice.
Victims know themselves better than anybody else. So, and that could push them a little bit further into isolation. So it's really, you know, I'm here for you. I believe you. How can I help you? What is it that you might need right now? And really respect that individual's decisions and choices. And I think one of the what we hear from clients all the time is one of the most important things people can say is, I'm here for you.
Aww.
I believe you.
You know, and I love that. And this is another reason that Domestic Violence Awareness Month is here, so we can talk about these things and people can have more awareness about it. So I did love that you said one of the things you shouldn't do to a domestic violence victim is say, you should do this. You should. I love it. You're just teaching people how to talk to other people and communicate in a healthier way so the victim feels like they can open up or share. But yeah, saying I'm here for you instead of you should do this, you should do that. I mean, that helps. I hope a lot of people listening today, Angela. So thank you for that tip. That's a good tip.
Thank you.
So I've been talking to Angela Mancuso, the executive director of the Women's Center. We don't have a lot of time left, but we just wanted to talk about how October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So again, Angela, please, before I let you go, tell everyone how they can get involved, how they can contact you. Confidentially, of course, as well.
Certainly. So our 24-hour hotline is 262-542-3828. And our website, www.twcwaukesha.org. And again, we have our volunteer opportunities on our website. We have our wish lists and things that we need. Donation opportunities, and for anybody, again, who's looking to utilize our services, our hotline. Please call our hotline.
Yeah, and I can see the hotline right on the top of your website right here, too. So if they missed it, the 24-hour hotline, 262-542-3828, or you can just go to your website for the Women's Center, which is twcwaukesha.org, right? Did I get that right, Angela?
You did.
Fantastic. Well, domestic violence is no laughing matter, but I did enjoy talking to you because it is great that you're on here and you got, you know, we get more awareness out every October. So thank you for everything you do at the Women's Center, honestly. Thank you.
And thank you for your help and your support and spreading the word.
Yes, absolutely. Good advice. Well, thank you again. You've been listening to the Public Affairs Show and lots of good advice.